This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, John Cooper Clarke.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Green Guardside.
I'm Green Gartside of Scritti Politti in for Guy Garvey of Elbow, and that was Run DMC and 30 Days from their exquisite eponymous debut album. On my last album, I was moved to sing the entire track listing of that first Run DMC record as the conclusion to a poignant ballad, which is ostensibly about hip-hop and beer. Now, I've no idea what this next song is about, and to be frank, I'm not persuaded that songs need to be about anything. This is Doldrums and the Marvellous Egypt.
Thank you. The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together.
You are live on Six Music right now.
Just that magic spark of energy that someone else is giving you.
Latitude Festival, please welcome Block Party!
When something comes across the radio, there's a vital connection there.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
It's one of the ways in which artists can prove their worth.
Yes, James Blake, live in session.
You happy with that?
Yeah. Listening to a live band that you know is happening now, that's a different kind of intimacy that you can't really get any other way.
I love my job. Really, really amazing.
White Denim live in session.
It's a time, it's a moment.
Wait a minute, Glastonbury.
It's an incredible feeling.
Most compelling things I've heard at Glastonbury ever.
Live from Maidvale Studios, Paul McCartney!
These are the greatest, greatest moments of life.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
I'm Green Gartside. Before the break, Doldrums. If you didn't know, Doldrums is a man, not a woman, called Eric Woodhead from Montreal. Tons of good music coming out of Canada at the moment. Doldrums has been touring with Sleigh Bells and Danny Brown, and I would have loved to have seen one of those shows. So an obvious link here now would be to another act from Montreal, and so an obvious link it is to Kate and Anna McGarrigle. From the beautiful album Dancer with Bruised Knees, that's Kate and Anna McGarrigle and Kitty Come Home. Kate McGarrigle, mother of Rufus and Martha Wainwright, one-time wife of Loudon, died in 2010, and the Meltdown Festival staged a concert in her honour, organised by this man.
Can leave them all behind. They can never cross that line. When I get to the border, sawbones standing at the door, waiting till I hit the floor. He won't find me anymore. When I get to the border,
Monday morning, closing in on me. I'm packing up and running away to where nobody thinks of me.
If you see a box of pine with a name that looks like mine, say I drowned in a barrel of wine. But I got to the border, and I got to the border. A one-way ticket in my hand, heading for the chosen land. My troubles will all turn to sand.
Richard and Linda Thompson, When I Get to the Border. Richard is perhaps my favourite guitarist in the world, I think, and one of the best songwriters. I really love him. He actually mentioned me in a song he wrote called Bone Through Her Nose, which is a rather dyspeptic tale about a dumb, spoilt girl who's concerned with fashion to the exclusion of all else. And in the lyric, her boyfriend plays in Scritti Pilitti. Well, it's a thrill to be sung about in any context by the incredible Richard Thompson. And talking of bones, this is Hospitality.
Yeah.
I Miss Your Bones, Hospitality, a trio from Brooklyn, New York, currently on the marvellous Merge record label. And talking of record labels, I can't remember why, but the other day I was Googling the discography of Island Records, and I paused at mention of this track, and I went out and found it, and I'm very glad I did. Robert Parker.
Up and down the street, searching for the sound of
happy beat.
That's what I'm looking for.
Happy beat.
I know you got them now.
Happy beat.
You're looking good now.
Happy beat.
My. Seen a little girl just the other night. She was doing a barefoot dance. She was clean out of sight. She had
happy beat.
That's what she had now. She was looking good now, like I knew she would. My. She was one out of a million. She was one of my friends. You should have known, boy, those feet would win in the end. She had, that's what she had now. She was looking good now, like I knew she would. Little girl just the other night, she was doing a barefoot dance. She was clean out of sight. She was moving across the dance floor. Her feet were just like lightning. You wouldn't believe your eyes if you didn't know what was happening. She had, that's what she had now. She was looking good now, like I knew she would. My. With those happy feet, all dressed in blue. Looking good now. Mama. Mama. Wake up, mama. You're looking good now. Doing a barefoot dance.
Green Dart Side here on Six Music. Coming up after the news, Deer Hoof and Yes.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Tom Sanders. The Prime Minister has pledged to retain the triple lock, guaranteeing useful annual pension rises until at least 2020. He said it was right to prioritise dignity and security for people in their old age. Angus Hanton, who campaigns for fairness between the generations, says David Cameron is expecting young people to pay for older people's pensions.
It seems very intergenerationally unfair. It's unaffordable and perhaps a cynical move. I mean, the liabilities that have been built up for the state pension are now about £4 trillion, about £150,000 per household. It really can't go on, and it's an increase at a time when younger people are seeing cuts in their wages and are facing much higher costs.
The Environment Agency has issued 73 flood warnings, mainly in the south of England and the Midlands. One is in force in Wales, and there are 10 in Scotland. Forecasters say rain is falling on already saturated ground and into overflowing rivers. Four people have been taken to hospital following a fire at a block of flats in Edinburgh. Police believe it was started deliberately and have begun an investigation. The Portuguese footballer Eusebio Sabedio has died, aged 71, widely considered one of the best players of all time. Eusebio scored 9 goals at the 1966 World Cup tournament. The chairman of the FA, Greg Dyke, evaluated him in football history.
Every generation has great footballers, world-class footballers. He was clearly a world-class footballer. How you compare them over generations, I don't know. But, you know, he was the Messi or the Ronaldo of his time.
Greg Dyke on the player Eusebio. And a faulty boiler pump has caused one of the nuclear power stations at Heysham in North Lancashire to be taken offline. The operators EDF say it's a standard procedure and there's no danger to the public. It hopes that the Heysham 1 plant will return to service early next week. That's a look at the Six Music news for now. The next update at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Green Guardside
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Empress of Lorelei Rodriguez, who I reckon by this time next year will be very much better known. Someone who came into his own, as they say, last year was Pusha T, who I knew as one half of the duo Clips. Kanye West assigned Pusha T to his label, and now his star is in the ascendant.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing the S. Your plane's missing the chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a, might reach back and reel after wrapping up this raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Mix drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like chore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great and rely on rap money to keep food upon your plate? I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Sorry.
So, a band who get more props now than they've had for a very long time are up next. They were real anathema to punks, I think. And I speak as an ex-punk, if you can ever be an ex-punk. I'm not sure you can. Anyway, I saw them in Quadrophonic Sound in Cardiff when I was about, I don't know, three. I wonder what your astute critical faculties make of this. Those of you with attention deficit disorder should probably go and make some coffee.
We'll be right back.
Wake Up at the Back. Yes, who, as I said, I saw in Cardiff when I was still in short loon pants. I can't remember anything about that gig, to be honest. Whereas a truly memorable gig I attended was in Kingston, Jamaica, on Christmas Day in 1983. It was the Youth Consciousness Festival where, along with other reggae greats, this man played.
Absorbing, never succumbing, and dirty. Or you're bound to get a flogging from the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror, some call I the master. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the frightened. When a lion is arresting, never you try to wake him. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror, some call I the dub master. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror. Gorgon. Be careful how you're going all about and acting like a dragon. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror, some call I the dub master. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror. I am the conqueror, conquering and to conquer. I am the conqueror, some call I the dub master.
There's a commercially available recording of Bunny Wailer's set from that gig I was at on Christmas Day in Kingston. I own a copy of it, but I can't find it. I suspect it may be in a box in the cellar, being guarded by a very large spider.
I didn't want to be a DJ. I got offered the gig at a Roxy by default. Punk came along and created a musical ground zero. Andrew opened the punk rock club and there wasn't a DJ. And I'd been playing music in the shop, getting a great response to that. And he said, Don, have a go at DJing. And I thought, hey, why not?
This is Don Letts.
I mean, it's how I live. I mean, I listen to music 24/7. I go to bed with the radio on. Culture Clash Radio reflects my musical journey, which started way back when and ends, well, it doesn't. And that's the point. Another thing that I do is I try to embrace the new, because I think we're duty-bound to shine a light on stuff that might otherwise slip under the radar. You know, it's all got a place in my world.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Tonight, from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Music.
Youth Lagoon, Droppler from Wondrous Bughouse on Fat Possum. That's Youth Lagoon, Droppler from Wondrous Bughouse on Fat Possum. It sounds like one of those old parodies of John Peel. Anyway, Youth Lagoon is Trevor Powers, who lives in Boise, and cites this heat as an influence, which is interesting to me at least. Hendrix, Gypsy Eyes. If you Google Gypsy Eyes on Wikipedia, some Herbert, who was professor of music at Newcastle University, tells you that the song is put together from five stock ideas, to wit, 1. Drumlick A, 2. Drumlick B, 3. Complex riff on guitar and bass, 4. Basic falling melody pattern using the pentatonic scale, and 5. A characteristic guitar effect, the attacked single note with long decay and glissando fall. We are indebted to you, Professor. Someone who toured with Hendrix and with whom I have recorded and whose music I've loved deeply since my early teens is Robert Wyatt, and this is Born Again Cretin.
Somewhere
Sublime. But I haven't seen Robert Wyatt for a while, and I do miss him. It would be good to get together again and maybe even do some music. I'm Green Gartside, and it's coming up to Grizzly Bear O'Clock.
A joker inside, a jumbled memory brought to life, and it's gone by the night, the morning brings it back, good. Step towards the light, imagine the face, a vision running wild, and hides in the bites, a battered face, smile shouting loud, listen and wait for the voice that calls you on.
Grizzly Bear, Listen and Wait, from the expanded B-Sides Shields thing, whatever it is. If you're feeling lethargic and maybe a little irritable, you know, not sleeping too well, loss of appetite, you either need some selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or a bit of this.
A little bit extra.
Jackson 5. I may be a little fella, but my heart's as big as Texas. I have all the love a man can give, and maybe a little bit extra, sings the 12-year-old Michael Jackson on that lovely little thing from the ABC album. You know, sometimes you have to listen to an awful lot of old toss on the internet till you find something wonderful like this. Julian Lynch, who is wonderful, go and buy all his music. I went up to him at a gig and told him he was wonderful, and I think I scared him to death. So the first gig I ever went to was this lot.
Take all your frozen rings, baby, but
Great stuff. That's Free. I saw them at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. The PA broke down after the first couple of songs, and Paul Rodgers, who might have the best rock voice ever, he sat down on the edge of the front of the stage, swinging his legs while the roadies ran around doing their thing. And I went up to him and got his autograph. It's the only musician's autograph I ever bothered to get. This is Nico.
My only child, be not so blind, see what you hold. There are no words, no ears, no eyes to show them what you know. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings blind. The morning small, too small to fill their ways with breathing. The evening tall, my only child, remember well the words that you are told. For some of them it is only easy to survive. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings fine. The morning small, the evening tall. Man and wife are feasting the time that lies behind. At home in sweetness and delight, drinking the bitter wine. Their hands are old, their faces cold, their bodies close to freezing, their feelings fine. The morning small, the evening tall.
Being Welsh, I thought I should play some music with a Welsh connection. And being friendly with the great record producer Joe Boyd, an American, I thought I might play something he was involved with. And then I wanted to play some Nico. So fortuitously, that was My Only Child from the fabulous Desert Shore album, produced by John Cale from Carmarthenshire and Joe Boyd from Boston. I'm Green Gartside and this is White Denim.
Stop in if you're feeling good. Oh, could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back. You could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back. You could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back.
White Denim, Come Back, from a Six Music Session track from the Corsicana Lemonade. Does anybody make record tokens anymore? Did anybody get one? If you did, that's an album you could exchange it for, don't you think? First album I bought with my own pocket money was a cut-price Island Records sampler called Nice Enough to Eat. The opening track was by Fairport Convention, produced by Joe Boyd. And so began my lifelong love of traditional music. After founding Fairport, bass player Ashley Tiger Hutchins went on to form Steel Ice Band, and though you might know them from later commercial recordings, their first three albums are works of great beauty.
Thank you.
After the news, Daniel Rossen and A Tribe Called Quest.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News, it's 3:30, I'm Tom Sanders. David Cameron has said the Conservatives will make sure that the state pension rises by at least 2.5% a year if they win the next election. Labour says it supports the guarantee in principle. The pensions expert Ros Altman says it's vital that older people don't fall into poverty.
These are the people who've built up the country, who've worked hard, who've saved hard. We're not talking about paying them a king's ransom. And of course, we're increasing the state pension age. So again, overall, the amount of money that we're going to be spending on pensioners is going to be cut.
Detectives investigating the birth of a baby boy at a warehouse in Derbyshire have arrested a 28-year-old woman. She was detained on suspicion of willful neglect. The baby's being treated at a neonatal unit where he's undergoing tests, but is said to be making good progress. Iraqi residents inside the city of Fallujah have said there's an exodus of families to nearby towns to flee heavy artillery bombardment by the army. The assault comes after militants linked to Al-Qaeda took control of the city. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has said he supports Iraq's fight against the militants. One of the greatest figures in international football, the former Portuguese striker Eusebio, has died in Lisbon at the age of 71. Eusebio was known for his speed, technique and the accuracy of his right foot. The former Scotland international Bob Wilson said he was a remarkable player.
When you think that he scored, I think it's something 733 goals in 745 games, it's an extraordinary record, that is. So he will always remain in the greatest players of all time. But I do think that true greatness is probably measured not just by achievement, but by the humanity and humility of an individual as well, of which he was just extraordinary.
In today's first FA Cup third round match, Nottingham Forest beat the Premier League strugglers West Ham 5-0 at the City Ground. That's the Six Music News. The next update at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Daniel Rosson and Saint Nothing from his Silent Hour Golden Mile EP of last year, which is a super thing. He's announced some solo dates for this year, but sadly nothing in the UK yet. I'm Green Gartside, this is Pale Hound.
Radio.
Six Music.
Six Music is something to be proud of being a part of.
Every DJ really seems to be in love with music.
My word.
Absolutely gorgeous.
From the classic BBC Radiophonic Workshop, I remember sticking that on the record player, putting the headphones on and being immediately hooked.
You're always discovering new music.
It's by an artist called Alorda, and she is so new that she only literally has 28 followers.
Whether you listen to daytime or sort of eccentric evening weekend show.
Six Music gives a voice to the richness of music.
It's their passion. It's the way they live.
Were you taking the topper straight away, though, when you auditioned?
I thought he was great.
With The Clash, things just fell into place.
Tom York, welcome to the programme.
The voice is doing very well, isn't it?
Certainly.
Wow. Thanks, Steve.
It's all here on Six Music.
It's good, isn't it?
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. We precision like a bullet, target bound. Just living like a hooker, the harlot sounds. Now, when I say the harlot, you know I need the hot. Beat of the equator, with raw fish in the pot.
Jalik, Jalik, you wind up your hip.
Drafting of the poets, I'm the number 7 pick. Licks, 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 boy, when your backside. Licks, 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 boy, when your backside. Listen to the fate of Shahid, let's it glide. Took the earthly body, heaven's on my side. Even in Santa Domingo, then I got a gringo. We got mics, when do we go? Know a little nugget who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is raspy.
One for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip, it's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2-day-old-ish. Steady eating booty MCs like cheesecakes. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dick would wanna get with me, but just in case I own my condom, then TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Damn right I'm.
Hey, big up is who I be. Brothers find it hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss but Malik. You see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. But this is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shahid push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Complimentary and we, the three for poetry. I got a humdinger coming hook, line and sinker. The Timbo hoofs with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes, I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in tits, just believe it's in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your boots, cause you can't run the race.
Oh my God, yes.
I wanted to play you a track from Abstract and the Dragon, the new Buster and Q-Tip mixtape, but I haven't managed to get my hands on a clean version suitable for a Sunday afternoon as yet, so that was classic Tribe Called Quest. Before that, Pale Hound. Last week I played a track from the Beatles tribute box set on Trojan Records, and it proved so popular with me that I think another selection is in order.
Like a love, but when I get into you, I find the things that you do will make me feel.
Pat Kelly, Hard Day's Night. I toured America with this fellow, and he's one of the loveliest people you could wish to meet. This is Jeffrey Lewis and a touring song.
I don't feel right. Quick pack, knapsack, quick snack, quick train, 42nd Street, Greyhound again. Roll bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll bus, roll, take me up. Old bodegas and old street lights. Harlem looks so warm tonight. All those cheap desserts, memory hurts, I could die. I gotta take two Tylenols and close my eyes. Roll bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll bus, roll, take me up. I wasn't designed to move so fast. I wasn't designed to have so much past. And in my mind's eye, they all have so much fun. Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. And then the sun setting on my youth makes that old shadow get taller. Oh, but it's all fine as long as the bus makes the city behind me get smaller and smaller. Roll bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll bus, roll, take me up. 2 weeks in England, 2 weeks in town. Another $100 of medication down. Another sorry message that I need to send. And another situation that I have to end. And midnight coming on a Monday night. I'm gonna go again, I might not be alright. It's a bitter pill and it's still the same. 42nd Street, Greyhound again. And if I get one seat, I hope it's the window. And if I get two seats, I'll just lie down. But if I get one seat, and it's just the aisle, I'll still be asleep before the 100th mile. And then inside some tiny dream. And inside that, some kind of me. And outside us rolls the bus, and the time will go by till inside me I am asleep. Then roll bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll bus, roll, take me up.
Jeffrey Lewis, Roll Bus Roll. It's time for some rock and roll. Currently recording for Jack White's Third Man Records, ex-girlfriend of Elvis Presley, Miss Wanda Jackson.
I've got a guy, I like him fine, but he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he had. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. And he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Oh, late last night when I came in, he demanded to know just where I'd been. But I really put him right in his place. Instead of an answer, I laughed in his face. That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Change that he would leave. Well, you should have seen him. Was his face red when I laughed and told him just go right ahead? That made him mad, boy. Hot dog, that made him mad. So he hugged me and he kissed me and he asked me not to do it again. Well, the moral is to play it cool. Let your guy know you're nobody's fool. When he gets to thinking you're all his own, let him know that you can take him or leave him alone. That makes him mad, boy. Hot dog, that makes him mad. And he'll hug you and he'll kiss you and he'll ask you not to do it again. Yeah, he'll hug you and he'll kiss you. He'll squeeze you and he'll please you. And he'll ask you not to do it again.
Hot dog, that made him mad. Wanda Jackson. It's John Cooper Clark up next. I'm Green Gartside. I've been sitting in for Guy Garvey and I've loved every single second of it. I'll leave you with Prince. See you next time.
Why?